Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I go all over the world, and I sit on the bedside table of children in every country of the world. I sit on the bedsides of children, whether they're fabulous, or whether they're small, or big, or tall, everywhere. And I am there. And mothers and fathers everywhere love to sit and listen to the stories of Mr. Candle, because the stories of Mr. Candle are stories of what children are doing everywhere around the world. Now, we have one little lady, and she is a lady with a hammer. And as I was visiting in her home, I was noticing that she and her mother were in the living room working. Now, her name was Agnes. And Agnes is a lovely little girl. And Agnes was trying to help her mother. Her mother was fixing some furniture. It needed to have some nails put into the furniture so the legs would not pull out from the bars that held it firm. And the legs, the nails had already come out, and so it was just a matter of putting the nail back in the hole again, or putting a little bigger nail in there so it would hold it more firmly. Well, now Agnes saw her mother take her little hammer and tap, 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 and put the nail in. And Agnes said, "Mommy, let me do that. I have my hammer. I want to do that." And Mommy says, "Agnes, here's how you do it. You set the chair down on its side so that it's nice and firm here, and then you take this little nail and you tap it in. Now, you have your hammer. It's just like my special little hammer here. And you can use your hammer to do that. Now, hold the hammer firmly on the end and see the head of the hammer hit the head of the nail." "Mommy, the hammer goes so fast, how do I see the hammer hit the head of the nail?" "Well, Agnes, you gently look at the nail head, and you look at the hammer head, and you bring it down slowly, and you bring it down in rhythm. And in the rhythm, you move the hammer down little by little, just touching the nail, not hitting it. And you bring it down so that you can see how it works. And you twist your wrist so the hammer will turn and go down nicely, and so it will hit the nail right square on the head. Now, you don't pound the nail in. You just come to the nail and touch it. And you do that, 5, 10 times until you get the feel of it. And when you have the feel of it, then you can hit the nail on the head." Well, Agnes took the hammer, and with her confidence, she grabbed the hammer and swung it wildly at the nail and bent the nail over. And her mother said, "Agnes, bring the hammer down to the nail, but don't hit it. Do this a couple of times so you get the feeling of it." So the mother took the bent nail out and put a fresh nail in for Agnes. So Agnes took the hammer and she gently brought it down, but then at the last minute, boom! She couldn't resist hitting the nail, and again the nail bent. And Agnes' mother said, "Agnes, pull the nail out." "But Mama, you do that." "No, Agnes, you bent it, you pull it out now." "But it's hard." "No, Agnes, just wiggle it a little bit and pull it." So Agnes wiggled the nail, and sure enough, it came right out. "Oh, that was easy." "Now, Agnes, you put another nail in there and put it in straight. Now, you take your hammer and gently move it through the air without touching the nail, but bring it from way up here to way down here. So when you twist your wrist, the hammer will go, 'But Mommy, that's no fun.'" "Well, Agnes, whenever we learn how to do something, it's fun. But while we're learning, sometimes that's not fun. But let's make this fun too." "How, Mommy? How do we make this fun?" "Well, Agnes, let's pretend that the nail is a beautiful golden pistol. Pistol? What's a pistol? Well, maybe not a pistol. What should we have the nail be? Let's have the nail be something that we think is very nice. Ah, let's have the nail be a beautiful golden nail. And the beautiful golden nail is going to hold the chair together, so when we sit on the chair, it'll be firm, and we can sit on it to eat our meals and everything. It'll be so nice. And the hammer is a wonderful paw of a puppy dog. And the hammer is going to go down and hit the nail and pound it in. Now that's the puppy dog's paw. And you're holding the puppy dog's paw and saying, now, go gentle. So now, let's take the hammer, and that's the puppy dog's paw, and let's have it go gentle. Go gentle. Now, here, Agnes, let me hold your hand, too. And so together, Mother and Agnes held the nail, the hammer, and down, and down, just kissing the beautiful golden nail, and down, and down. And down. See how the puppy's paw comes down? Down. He's going to hit that nail, go clunk, 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 and down. Mama, when can we hit the nail? Oh, soon. Now, down. The puppy's paw is kissing the nail. The puppy's paw is kissing. Okay, Agnes, now. We'll go down a little stronger. And so we'll take our wrist and use it strongly. Now, let's go, Agnes. Here we go. I'll hold your hand again, and bang! Mommy, the nail went halfway in. That's right. Now, we do it again. Now, Agnes, do you think you can do it yourself now? Oh, yes, Mommy. So Agnes took the hammer, and she hit the nail, and it went right into the wood so that it was flush with the wood. Mommy, look what I did. Agnes, you are beautiful. Mommy, I want to do another one. And so they took out another chair that needed a new nail, and they put it in. And Agnes took her puppy paw and touched the nail and kissed the nail and kissed the nail and kissed the beautiful golden nail. And then, all of a sudden, boing, it went right in. Mommy, what did I do? The nail went all the way in. Agnes, you made a perfect strike. That's what you want to always be able to do, make a perfect strike so the nail goes all the way in. Mommy, will you teach me other things too? Oh, Agnes, you are so wonderful. I will teach you anything you ever want to know, whenever you want to know it. You just come and talk to me, because I'm here to work with you as you learn anything you want to do. Oh, Mommy, I think that is so much fun. Do you have more golden nails? Yes, Agnes, but we don't have any more chairs that need to be fixed. So we'll save the golden nails for the next time we need them on the chairs. Oh, thank you, Mommy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, that was such fun. Oh, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust that he sprinkles over the boys and girls everywhere, and it gives them beautiful dreams and beautiful thoughts as they go to sleep. Now, you receive your mother and your father in your arms and gently loving them and hold them and saying, I love you, Mommy, I love you, Daddy, I love you. And then snuggle back into your bed. Let go of your mommy and daddy now. You can't hang on to your mommy and daddy while you're going to sleep, because the sandman's going to put sand all over you. He's going to put the pixie dust. Okay, okay, okay. And so you slide down under the covers, pull the blanket up, mama tucks you in, gives you a kiss on the forehead, and says, good night, sweetheart. And Mr. Sandman drops the pixie dust all over. And then off you go into the land of wonder and magic. Well, boys and girls, I'll see you again another time. Have a lovely dream evening. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.